Another state in India proposes anti-conversion legislation. Christian education in Pakistan continues despite increased tensions. And a music festival sows seeds of the gospel in Paraguay. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Hindu nationalist Bharatiya Janata Party is hoping to pass an anti-conversion law in the Indian state of Uttarakhand. They want to ban conversions by what they call allurement or fraudulent means. Open Doors' Carl Muller says Hindu nationalists want to make it illegal for Christians to reach out in Jesus' name.
In mission work, just about all the time, you're bringing something to people who are in desperate need. And as you bring those things, you bring the gospel. You bring the good news of Jesus Christ. But this is exactly the kind of targets that are being addressed by this legislation.
Open Doors is lobbying the U.S. government to stop this type of legislation. Mueller says they're also helping believers.
What we've been doing most effectively in India is training the Christian church for coming persecution and giving people the ability, through our Standing Strong Through the Storm seminars, to be able to continue to be an effective witness despite persecution.
Next, Pakistan has tightened security after a Taliban-linked blast took the lives of 25 people, while five others were killed in checkpoint violence. World Hope International's Anne O'Dell says Christians are constantly on alert.
I know that some of the churches that we've worked with have guards that are at the doors now, and now their Sunday services are kept to a shorter period of time to keep the extremists from entering and causing problems.
That hasn't stopped World Hope International's Christian school, which is desperately needed. Since Pakistan is predominantly Islamic, Christians are discriminated against, especially in school.
Children from Christian families are often denied the right to attend a government-sponsored school. Often they're forced to sit at the back of the classroom if they're even admitted to the school.
Some of the students' lives are threatened. You can help fund World Hope Schools and sponsor a student. Go to our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. A folk music festival allowed many to see Christ in UT Paraguay. It was dubbed the Festival of Hope. Every night, the festival included Christian music and a message about the love of Christ. Volunteer counselors spoke with nearly 290 people who showed interest in the gospel. SIM International missionaries Dan and Christy Reich believe the festival elevated the status of evangelicals in the eyes of the community. Pray as believers follow up with those who responded. Meanwhile, HIV/AIDS is running rampant across Africa. Zambia is just another country that's feeling the effects. IN Network is helping by providing HIV/AIDS education for families. IN's Rody Rodehaver.
We're really trying to help educate married couples as well as pastors on how to address the issues of abstinence, extramarital sex, and those types of things because of its impact on the whole AIDS crisis in that country.
Rodehaver says they're touring the United States to raise money for that and their church planting and self-sustaining ministry training. The goal is $30,000. He says the climate for outreach in Zambia is good right now.
People are really confronted on a daily basis with the reality of life and death. They're seeing people who know Christ face death differently. And they're also seeing the impact of the church and villages.
And a civic organization in the United States is enabling an orphan ministry to do even more work overseas. The Missouri Rotary District 6040 collected 18,000 new pairs of shoes for Buckner International's Shoes for Orphan Souls program. They also donated 1,000 pairs of socks and $8,000 to help with shipping. The shoes enable Buckner and volunteer shoe teams to share the gospel. More shoe drive hosts and delivery teams are needed. Go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's giving away a free DVD for you to see what compels up to 10 million people a week to watch their TV broadcast in the Middle East and North Africa. Get your free Sat7 DVD by calling 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.